Minto, Jean and Dave Anderson want to do all they can to make sure no one is alone this Christmas. Since 2016, the couple from Minto has hosted the Andersons Community Christmas Dinner, a sit-down meal with turkey and all the trimmings, for anyone who would otherwise be alone or in need of a hot meal. This year we look forward to having sit-down dinner again. We encourage people to come out to the hall and if they need a ride, we will try to arrange one. The original idea for this was so that people are not alone on Christmas Day, said Anderson. Anderson said the social interaction is so important, especially during the holidays. All we can do is offer this and try to make it as easy as possible, she said. COVID-19 hasn't helped with getting people out. Some still want to just stay home. But then they are lonely. Jean Anderson is deputy mayor of Minto, where she and her husband David, who also serves as county councillor, have been residents for over 35 years. The couple have raised 4 sons. The first time we decided to host the dinner, I had cancer that year. I had just finished my chemotherapy treatments. Normally, I worked as a nurse. But that year, I wasn't working. Since I was on local council, I went door to door, and helped to take some dinners around to people, Anderson said. These were people living in seniors' homes or seniors' apartments. You take the meal in, and they have a place setting, just for one. They would love for you to stay and chat, but you can't because you have to deliver all the meals while they are still warm. So, Anderson thought, how can she serve her own community Christmas dinner? We put up some posters, and ended up serving 125 people that year, Anderson said. And then, it just kept on going. Dinners take place in one of 3 locations including community centers in Harriston, Clifford and Palmerston. This year's event will be held at the Harriston Minto Community Center at 111 George Street. S. The last year we had a sit-down dinner was in Clifford, that was pre-COVID. We served about 300 people sitting down and sent out about another 100 meals. During the pandemic, we just did takeouts and deliveries. And last year, we got hammered by the blizzard. So we had to regroup and get volunteers in on the 27th. And that was takeout again, Anderson said. Anderson is grateful for all of the support she receives from volunteers, year after year. I think it's as beneficial for volunteers as much as it is for those who come out for dinner. There are people out there who look to help out in some way on Christmas Day and they want to give back to the community, Anderson said. We find we get more volunteers than we know what to do with some years. But I do try and find them a job. They all want something to do. Jean and Dave Anderson were recently recognized with one of 8 Wishbone Awards for hosting the Andersons Community Christmas Dinner. The Wishbone Awards are part of the Wishbone Project, a charitable initiative launched in 2020 by Canada's turkey farmers and processors to give back to communities across Canada through foods and funds. This year's traditional turkey dinner will be served between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. For more information or to volunteer, email geners1@gmail.com or call, text 519-505-5914 to order a meal for pickup or delivery. The first year we had the dinner, we had a lady in tears just thanking us because she would have been alone otherwise, Anderson said. We have door prizes and people donate lots of foods and services to the dinner. This wasn't meant as a fundraiser, but people just want to donate to it. Donations have supported the food bank and breakfast programs at local schools.